Hook me up to a poisonous IV bag. We are going to be discussing this week's episodes of NBC's hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
55 million Americans who drive a personal car.
Good
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
We've never done this before.
I know, my first
this
time doing
this.
This is our first time. She's like, you're on.
We were all in the middle of our searches. But we're here and we're ready.
Yes, welcome to this week's episode of Dish and Days, where we will recap this week's episodes of NBC's hit drama, Days of Our Lives.
We're losing James.
I know.
We're losing him.
I'm here with the Golden Girls. Starting to my far left, we have...
Mark J. Freeman.
Hello, Mark J. Freeman.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Delightful.
Young lady.
Oh my God, I'm back, bitches. It's me, back. James Law Jr., and I'm not just dropping in, I'm here for the whole episode.
We can't wait.
Yes.
And we do have a few pizza rolls left.
Oh, yes. A few left.
We did not
Poor
even
Alexis
know. Although that was like a heaping pound.
It was a pile.
When I brought it in.
It was a pile.
But we did have some visitors who took some too.
Yes.
Yeah, please save me like
really
two.
Really wasn't
awesome. You can have the rest. I think we're done. And I am Matthew Evan Payne, and we will be recapping all of this week's drama. What did you guys think of this week?
You know, I love Billy. And that's all I'll say.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't watch the show every week all the time, but if any indication that this week is like other weeks, I'm really sad.
Yeah.
You're sad?
It wasn't that good.
No.
Sorry, folks.
It's a lot of the same.
It's a lot of the same. They need to move on.
A lot of the same that we've talked about, like the storylines that they've done over and over and over again. I'm just kind of over it.
There's a couple of character people. They change some of the character traits. Some people, I want to talk about that later when we get to the storyline.
Yes.
I don't like.
No. I texted Mark on Wednesday and I said, have you seen today's episode? And he said, no, not yet. I said, please text me. Please text me when you're done. And he said, okay. And I actually bumped into... Well, I saw Mark Friday night, and he said, I saw Wednesday. It wasn't good.
No.
It's... I feel bad, too, because we cover the show. We love the show.
Yes. No, that's very true.
And it's sometimes hard to watch, and this week I just felt like it was a really tough week to...
And I'm going to say this, and you guys can save your tweets, because I don't care. I said this on Bold Breakdown last week, and people got mad at me, but I don't care. But right now, to me, Bold and Beautiful is the best stuff on TV right now.
Mm. I agree.
They're doing it.
Shady Sunday.
Right?
They're doing everything for the fans. They're doing veterans, new people. Yeah, some of the stories are recycled, but they're exciting. There's like good cliffhangers. There's good.
Also, they're in Australia, and it's beautiful.
And they're Australia right now.
It's so jelly.
And it was like Days of Our Lives. I was looking at episode of Days of Our Lives back in the 90s. I was like, this is when it was must-see television.
You didn't.
What happened?
You didn't miss it.
You didn't miss it. I want it to be really good. I really want Days of Our Lives to be good. I love the show. Mm-hmm. I've loved the show for 35 years.
Yeah.
Bold and the Beautiful is giving me a breath of fresh air after watching Days of Our Lives.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. Yes.
And that is said with no shade. I have grown up with Days of Our Lives. I've watched it as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And it's got a special place in my heart.
Same here.
And some years are better than others.
Well, of course. That happens. But recently, it's just been... Every time I keep tuning back in, I'm like, oh, okay.
I don't watch Bold and the Beautiful.
There's a couple of things...
It's great.
It's good. It's really good. There's a couple of things on Days that I do like, but we'll talk about, of course. There's a couple of things that are mine.
All right.
So I will say that. But overall, I feel sad. I'm like, come on, Days. You can do better than that.
Yeah.
And if you are joining us in the chat, make sure to ask us questions, give us comments, and we will be reading them on the show. And also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dish and Days, and on Twitter at _DishandDays. Also, make sure to comment below if you are watching with us live, and write a review on iTunes and give us 5 stars, and perhaps have the chance to be Mark's fan of the week.
Potentially.
I want to give a shout out to somebody. I love her name. Black Superwoman. Who are you? I love your name.
Oh, Black Hobele loves Black Superwoman.
I do like some Black Superwoman.
Oh, yeah, I see there.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm Black Superwoman. I'm like, I like that. Everybody's like, Bimbo's good right now by saying that. Yeah, but no, I like the black name, in there.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Black Superwoman. We like that.
Yeah, I have never really been a Bold and Beautiful fan.
Right, you're a newer fan. Bold and Beautiful's getting newer fans. That's what's interesting. Other shows are getting newer fans.
Yeah.
They're trying to hold on to their old fans. And so days, I'm like saying, come on, people. There's a lot of stuff, rich stuff in there that can mine to make it better.
They've got some great stuff, and we joke weekly about Mark going into the writer's room. But I feel like they'll
never let it happen.
No, but they need to take fan wants into consideration.
Yes, I agree.
Well, when you're 5 months ahead, it's hard to do that.
That's dumb. Cut that in half.
They need to cut that in. They just need to cut it.
Well, I'm saying what they can't do it daily.
Shoot it, print it.
Shoot, cut, print.
Yeah.
No, they have to. They need like a journal also do like we a month ahead. So I mean, a month ahead is not bad. 4 weeks is not bad. 5 months is
look.
So dumb.
Even if it were 2 months in advance, it's still not 6 months in advance. It's way too long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We are checking out. I'm starting to check out of these storylines because they drag on and on. And like Mark said, it's more of the same.
And they use it's just other stuff sometimes use the characters better. People, veteran actors like Patrika right now is killing it on Bold and Beautiful.
Yep.
I mean, and she's great as Nancy on Days, but they didn't really use her in the right way. I mean, they didn't do better. Come on, Days,
do it.
Yes, I did change my look. I shaved my head, you guys. It's all gone.
Looking fab.
Shaved it, and I covered mine up.
He covered his up. They were asking about your hair. He covered it up.
Yeah.
He's not living for the hair today.
I feel like on my days off, I'm always like, oh, I just want to wear a hat. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm always so concerned about it. And then today I was like, you know what? And I got my new black trucker hat, so I had to wear this one.
I feel like you've got a French braid.
I do it back here.
You just can't see it.
You just can't see it.
And we will be taking phone calls later in the show. We'll pop up the number when the time is right.
Yes. And did we say hi to our girl Alexis Torres?
Hello, Alexis.
Alexis Raquel.
We were talking earlier.
I'm sure. I'm gonna make sure. Follow her. Alexis Torres is a soul.
Aw, thanks, James.
Yes, of course. only goody. You know, and a side note, I do miss doing shows with you. Like,
yeah, I know. Host. Yeah. It was good times.
Yeah, good times.
Mr. Zalora should just come back.
It should come back. Come on, they're messing.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the NBC comp show?
Yeah.
Yep.
We loved it.
So good. Not that other one?
Mysteries of Laura, SVU. All right, are we ready?
Okay.
It is now time to start
Dishin' Days. Oh, someone already asked us a question.
I was going to say, I was just going to read that.
You should read it. Let's read that.
It says, question for you from AMKFITS. AMKFITS? It says, question for each of you. To make the show better, if you could bring back one character, who would it be? If you could get rid of one character, who would it be? Matthew, do you want to start?
If they could bring back one character...
To make the show better, in your opinion, who should you bring back and who should you get rid of?
They should bring back...
That's a good question.
Kristen Blake DeMera.
Mm.
And I could do without Roman.
Okay.
I'm going to second his thing, but I'm going to add Peter DeMera. We need to bring back Peter Blake DeMera. We need to bring him back on the show. Bring the brother and sister back. He's not come back yet.
Love him.
I love him too. Bring him back on the show. Let's build the DeMeras again.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the new generation. Let's take out... like half the cast. I'm gonna go. Well, she's leaving anyway. Sierra.
Oh,
yeah.
But is she got? Is the character leaving, or is she been recast? Do we know that?
I don't know that.
If she's recast, I take that.
Oh, okay. I think I probably don't even have to say mine. I think everybody knows what I'm going to say. Bring Jack back.
There you go.
I mean, I can't wrap my head around the fact why he's not there.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me, other than the fact that he's dead.
Well, especially with Steve and Caleb being there, they're all back, basically. Yeah.
And then to get rid of, well, thank you, Eric Brady, because he took care of one of mine. I went there. If you could get rid of one, I mean, I'm gonna go bold, and I'm going to say Hope. I'm done.
I thought you were going to go bold and then you're going to go and beautiful. But I knew who you were going to say. So
I'm
going to
say, let's peace out Hope now.
I didn't know if you were going to go Hope or Rafe, but I knew it was one of them.
Yeah.
See, since I'm here, I have to defend myself because I'm Hope, Black Hope. I feel like it's not her fault. It is the writer's fault. They're writing them bad. Separate Rafe and Hope, I think it'd be better. If they had different storylines, it'd be better.
I just don't care about
but
them.
But really, James, and I love Hope too.
Yes.
When was the last time Hope had a storyline you cared about watching?
That's what I mean. It was time to get a writer get in there and actually revitalize her story. It happens on a lot of soaps with veteran characters sometimes. Like, Julie has a story now. Like, I'm happy she has a story. They go in and out sometimes with them. They kind of take them for granted. For a while, Marlene didn't really have a story.
For a while, Kayla didn't have a story.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, Adrian didn't have a story for a long time. Now she's a story. Yeah. So I'm saying, give her a good story. I said it before, and I said to Wally Kurtz when he was on, hope and justice should be together.
I like that they started kind of implying that a while back.
Yes. And Wally Kurtz said he wanted that too. He said it'd be great because they were already friends. They're kind of the same family. And I think she needs good writing with a good pairing.
And or she just needs to go.
See, I still defend Hope, of course. I did.
But I'd like to see Marlena with a good storyline.
Same here, yeah, exactly.
She gives some great stuff. When they give her a good storyline, she can act that out. Yeah.
She deliver. They all can. I mean, they can all deliver when they're given something to do that's worth watching and worth reading from the page. They get good writing. It can happen. So I don't really count anybody out. I mean, because I just feel like it's cyclical. People kind of, they go in and out. Mm-hmm. But Hope is, it has been, they've ruined a lot of her character. So they need to rectify it. They can rectify it. It's not that hard. They can do it.
I feel like they need to give Jennifer a good storyline, too.
Yeah, another one. They're Hortons. The Horton family
needs
to be front and center. And right now, Jennifer and Hope should be the lead kind of matriarchs of that family. They're already kind of doing that with Jennifer, saying she's kind of the lead matriarch, taking over, living in the house, actually.
Right.
And so they want to give to Julie, kind of, because Julie's kind of a matriarch. She's older than they are. But, like, the Horton women should be front and center. And everybody should be coming from that. Bring Lucas back. He's a Horton. So-and-so's a Horton. It should work that way.
They underutilize Lucas also.
Right. Another great actor who can be funny and serious.
Yeah, but they make him look like a joke. Like, right now, he looks like a joke.
I agree.
And I hate that because he's wonderful.
He's a great character and a great actor with so many ties to so many people in the family and on the show. But he can also be he's a really good actor. He can act his ass off. I think back to the scenes back in the day with him and Sammy, and when she was on death row and everything, and he's one who actually killed. I mean, it's just all those scenes. He was so dramatic. He was so good. It's like he can act the stuff with Will. He was like the loving father. He was really good about the whole. He was so good in that storyline. He can act, but he also can be funny. I think it's love. Everybody say EJ and Sammy. That's an easy answer. I think they're bringing them back. That's one thing too. But don't bring them back. They don't give them a good story.
Right. It would be nice to see them bring back Will too.
Right, but give him a good story. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you bring him back, great. Love to bring
him
back.
They never shortchange Kristen on a good story, though. Like she always has material. She does. She acts it out.
I do. She does.
Yeah.
You know, but Lucas is. You know, let's say bring Mike Horton back. That's fine too.
They mentioned him this week.
I mean, Carrie saying that they all can act. That's not the problem. They have a bunch of great actors.
Yeah. It's a great cast.
It is. It's a great cast. We're talking quality people who've been around for a long time. They need to write to their strengths and give us some good story for a change. Yep. That's the problem. So that's a great question.
I love that question.
That's a great question. I think it's just Kristen is empress. But I think build the Damiras, build the Hortons. They already did a job. They did a good job with the Kyriakis clan, kind of. There's a bunch of Kyriakis men running around.
Right.
Let's give them a better story.
Yep.
No Kyriakis women, though. No
See,
Kyriakis
I'm women. Happy to dish this days right now.
Yeah, I know. Then do that next week itself. Jeez.
But with that being said, we should hop on into top storylines. Kicking it off would be the Chad, Abby, Gabby, Deimos, Dario storyline, which was loaded, in my opinion, with a whole lot of what we've seen before.
To say, if you missed this week, just watch the
last week,
two,
or the week
3 weeks, because you can see them get kidnapped. Again.
Yeah, what was that all about?
He's been kidnapped 3 times.
I know. I was saying, what was that like this week? Like, what was that about? Yeah.
So they're at Club TBD for a Damara. I actually tweeted because I missed why they were having a fundraiser,
mm-hmm.
and I had different responses about what the fundraiser actually was. So
right.
I'm not quite certain. Someone said it was a fundraiser to raise money for Damara Enterprises.
It's a Damara thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Someone said it was for athletics.
Subliminal flashbacks that are causing that. The phony flashbacks.
So they're all there. The sexual chemistry runs high between Abigail and Dario.
Yeah, I agree. I think you had messaged me before I finished watching Wednesday. I had started watching Wednesday. So I knew that they were kidnapped, the girls. And then I think I saw that Chad was now there. And then that's kind of where I stopped. So I didn't know who he picked. So when you messaged me saying, I'm over this, I literally was just like, oh my God, he picked Gabby. And I just kept trying in my head going, how could he possibly pick her? Like, there's just no justification behind that. Mm-hmm. So that's why, but then obviously that's not what happened. But, I mean, was the whole flashback scenario just so that he could tug his ear and toss it across the room?
Did that infuriate you?
It was just like, come on.
No, but that's exactly what it was like.
Totally. It was.
Stop it.
Yeah.
We didn't need the flashback. Yeah. And then Abigail didn't remember the cue that Chad had given Gabby. She was like, is Gabby all right?
Yeah.
I just, you know, for me, you know, I know they're trying to build, I guess, this quadrangle, I guess. So they're trying to build.
Yes.
And I just really don't care. But here's the point. I think they messed up the whole Abby chat thing anyway. They messed it up. They messed up the whole return. So
Tara Cristofoli in the chat room said she said just rip out the IV. I thought she said just rip out the TV. Because at that moment I agreed with you, Tara, just rip out the TV.
Yeah.
I just think it's like this whole kidnapping thing. They've kidnapped. I mean, like, wasn't Philip kidnapped earlier on by Deimos? So-and-so was kidnapped by so-and-so. Yep. Everybody's kidnapped. John was kidnapped by his father. Everybody's kidnapped all the time.
Gabby and Chad were kidnapped twice. One in a stifling hot room. One in a freezing cold. Well, it was a meat locker.
Yeah.
And now the dock.
Yeah. And now
there has not been Abby a place that Chad has not been detained.
Know. Yeah.
That's true, isn't it?
It's been Pier 21. It's been Pier 8. Meet me at the pier and come alone.
Yeah, of course. It's just, to me, it's lazy. Lazy.
So, at the beginning of the week, Chad told Abigail that he wanted to tell her that he had feelings for Gabby. But the best way to go about it would be to cut Gabby completely out of his life. That would be the safe and smart thing to do to protect his marriage with Abigail. And they see Gabby at Club TBD for this fundraiser. Yeah. And Gabby goes outside and Chad follows her. And Chad tells Gabby, which was kind of a surprising moment, I love you. I think it was, you were led to believe that he was going to say, I can't see you anymore.
Well, you know, Meredith Cox, I'm with you. They ruined Chabby's reunion. I think they ruined it. But I mean, Carolyn, she's saying that Abigail and Dario have chemistry. I mean, there's some chemistry there, but I just think I would do a triangle first of all. I would go for that. I think Gabby should be part of the situation. She should be some other storyline. So it just doesn't. It's just a bug.
Which is potentially Eli.
Right. But. So I'm like, I'll go that direction. I just think this whole Abby and Chad were so in love. They fought so hard. She wasn't gone that long before the recast.
Right.
So he should have been in love with her. Having her hide. And like, oh my God, that made no sense to me whatsoever. Made no sense.
When she came back.
Made no sense. And then the fact that he's like, oh, now I'm with Gabby, kind of. It's like, that made no sense either. It makes no sense to me.
All the buildup between Chad and Gabby came to a head the day before Abby came back to town.
Right.
Yeah.
It made no sense to me. It was a little too quick, a little too, it just made nothing, no sense to me. We should have been wanting to see Chad and Abigail fighting to get back to each other. I would have taken an amnesia storyline or something. I would have taken something totally, I mean, anything, but then this.
The other thing that bothered me was, because I actually got really excited on, I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday. Hold on, let me look at my notes here. Tuesday, Abby, that scene where she comes in, walks in on Gabby, and she's like, what are you, like, you know, she's like, you think that she's going to go off on her, like, what are you doing here, whatever, and then it cut to commercial, and then it comes back, and then it's like, I'm just kidding, girl, what's going on? Let's do her nails. I was like, because I was so happy at the break, I was like, finally, she's mad, she's going to be like, look, you need to stay the hell away from my
Chad.
Man. Yeah, I have this conversation with Gina all the time. You need, oh, no. Sorry, that's not true.
Oh,
that's not true.
Gina's called 911
multiple times. Yeah, I'm sure.
But you know what I mean? Like, I hate when they do that. And they seem to be doing that more. Like, they're like, and then you come back from the break, and then it's not at all what...
I had this talk with Michelle Stafford on our show.
Okay.
Love, by the way.
Yeah, Michelle's the mom, my buddy. Here's the thing. I don't like being manipulated. I don't like when shows try to force me to like a couple.
Oh, interesting. Rope. Thank you.
Exactly. And I hate that. Just do a story and let us come to it or not come to it. You'll present it. And this storyline is exactly, okay, if Gabby and Chad has some little, like, their little something, that's fine, but they rushed it to make us go, okay, no, they're together now, so now it's an obstacle for them and him and Abby. Yeah. Now, Abby's kind of going with Dario because she had no choice, kind of, but, like, that didn't have to happen.
No, but they, whatever it is, I don't know if it's that they are great actors or what, I don't think you can fake chemistry.
No, that's definitely, but you know what I mean? Like, they're trying to write it so like, that we should look at Gabby and Chad and say they should be together. So we're supposed to forget all about Abigail, and that's done.
But no, because I think that when Abigail and Chad have their scenes, I think it's a push and pull.
I don't get it. It doesn't seem like a true, to me, I don't feel like it's a true triangle.
I think that they're trying to make us relate to Chad's struggle, because he
I guess has yeah, but I don't know.
He should never struggle, I guess.
I don't think that there should, like, yeah, I don't think come on. Struggle. I'm just curious if...
But wait, but why not? Why shouldn't there be it? Why shouldn't there? Why can't he?
I just don't think it's realistic.
Yeah. So if people are here agreeing with, they're agreeing with me. It just feels like they're forcing Chad and Gabby.
Yeah.
It feels like...
Well, because they had to have... They couldn't just... Obviously, it's daytime. So they can't just have Abby come back and then go get back together. No, there's got to be some kind of obstacle. So that was their way of doing it. And I think it was fine. But now I feel like... It's taking it a lot further than it should have gone. I feel like had it stopped... Where
right
it stopped,
away,
yes. Then I would have been fine with it. I'm like, okay, yes. I get it. Da, da. But now this whole thing, like, I mean, you wasted 30 seconds of your 30 seconds trying to decide who to save first. Like, there was a question.
Yes. Abigail. It 100% should have been Abigail.
You know what I mean?
Like, totally.
Like they said, should have been the end game. Should always be Abigail on some level.
Yeah.
Whether he's with Gabby or not, we should all feel that he really does want Abigail. They're not showing that to me, I don't think.
Right.
Sorry. I got these right.
Like, if it were... Steve and Kayla and another woman, it would always be Kayla.
Well, right. Yeah, and who was it? Our Melvin fan just said, you know, that she did help him grieve,
yes,
and get over Abby, but once right. she's back, you can still be appreciative of that yes. person, still have a connection to that person, but it's never going to be what you had with your yeah. wife, the mother of your child.
You fought Ben like, together.
Yeah.
I mean, like they did. They went through so much.
They were in a flaming bed together, and that wasn't with me.
I'd rather see Ben that storyline.
Yes, I would tell yes.
Yeah, like why couldn't that, see that's the thing is like so why didn't you know that the Gabby thing ends so you think okay they're fine now he reappears you know what I mean there can keep then Jack comes back and he doesn't want them together you know there can always be something that's
right.
you know they, trying to push them apart and create
and
havoc.
We knew
for
as
them.
And we knew as fans this was a recast was happening. It wasn't just like. Kate Manzer's leaving the show. The
right.
just leaving. Oh, no, what we're going to do? So then there's a big break, and he falls for Gabby, and then the whole thing. It was like, no, we knew a recast was coming. So it's like, they didn't need to do all this other stuff. It's like,
yeah.
it should have been, like you said, not right away falling to his arms, oh, my God, I love you, but like, well, he should say I love
well,
you, but like...
they could have.
They could have done
it.
Could
yeah,
have
it could
you,
have
yeah.
been just a big, huge reunion moment. They wouldn't. Right. They were never going to do that.
Yeah, they weren't.
And also, I know that it was really short-lived, really, really short-lived, but when it was Blanca and oh, yeah. Dario and Rafe
I
both had sexual chemistry
mm-hmm.
with her,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of an open door for Rafe to go through to give Hope another storyline, another suitor,
mm-hmm.
someone new, someone exciting.
Yeah.
Well, someone here just says something that I agree with. So I can agree with. It was Donna Grizzle. I agree with it. They also made Abby bail out on Thomas, kind of. So that's why she came back. It's like, see, I mean, there's one thing about her man, but like her, your son, who you fought so hard to get from out of Ben's clutches, and like, and you're not like, I think one about it is wrong.
Wait,
but Abigail has mental illness. Too.
See, that's that one I'm gonna let go because yeah, because she wasn't in her right mind.
So then in her right mind also, she wasn't in her right mind with Chad too. Then that's what we're saying that she wasn't in her right mind about Chad and Thomas then.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And get
yeah.
rid of Hope.
But I also think it was a difficult decision for her.
I could totally see park area where Daniel's tombstone is, I could see one with Hope Williams Brady on it.
Wow.
He's just like, he's trying me today. He's trying it.
Welcome back.
And the bitches are right here.
Yeah, I'm kind
of... But no, I'm just not feeling this force into trying to give us at some level. And the whole kidnapping thing just didn't do anything for me.
Because they've done it, this is the third time in two and a half months.
The other things you can do besides kidnapping to create drama.
Right. Send your suggestions to the writers. Well, and that's the thing,
I feel
room.
Like it's the same. It's always right. Same shenanigans.
Oh, and then there was...
What happened to shenanigans?
Shenanigans! Oh, my God, I know. Shenanigans. Yeah.
The voice changer that Deimos was speaking through, which... Did it remind you at all about it? It sounded very similar to Marlena's possession voice.
Oh, yeah, I could say that. Yeah.
But I love that you could actually kind of hear Vincent in the voice box. Like it sounded like him.
Yeah. Well, and Abby even said, she's like, it was distorted, but it was him.
It was him. Yeah. I think that might cover that one.
I think that's it.
We talked about it probably too much. Yeah. Thanks. Like, that's the storyline we kind of went on. Yeah.
That's okay.
And then
next one?
Nicole, Brady, Holly, and Hillary.
What do we think?
You mean Freddie Smith?
I have to know. I tweeted Eric Martzoff to find out. He did not respond to see if that was improv or scripted.
Clearly. I mean, how do they not realize that they did that?
Right.
You know? I do like Brady and Nicole.
Me too.
It's hard, though, because knowing that she's leaving, it's hard to get invested in stuff.
Yep.
And I'm going to pause right there because we talked about this last week, and the fact that we're talking about it again this week makes me sad.
Yeah. But I did like that. I actually particularly liked the scene with Eric and Jennifer. And she was just like, oh, you mean that you're in love? Oh. Girl.
Hey, loves. Yes. I don't mean to interrupt, but I have a special person on the line. I think you know her very well. Go ahead, call her. Say
no
her name.
Need for no introduction.
Oh, okay, got it.
I knew it.
My headphones aren't working. I can't hear anything.
Is this Lounge with Tony?
Yes, it is. And Mark, your headphones are working. If this were Billy Flynn, your headphones would work perfectly, Missy.
On that note, I will have
a Tony Moore Jr.
Hi, everybody. Okay, listen, so my bad. I haven't been there for 2 weeks. She's got things going on, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Girl.
But I wanted to call in and say hi to my girl and my chocolate twin who's filling in for me today.
Yes.
And also to give the Butch Queen Realness Award to Mark for his look today.
Thank you.
No, he didn't.
Thank you. Oh, I love it.
You're welcome. You are giving Butch Queen Realness today, and
I'm trying to speak from a lower register.
You go, girl. You go, girl. I love it.
I'm trying to channel James Lott Jr.'s voice.
Yeah, you go, girl. That's right. I love it.
Look who's related.
Yes.
Tony, give us a look who's related.
Who's related?
I love it.
What did you think of this week?
I just wanted to say hi. Mark, you did a fabulous job last week lead hosting. Matthew, you're doing a fabulous job lead hosting today.
Thank you.
James Lott Jr., you know you're my girl. Thanks for filling in today. And,
Girl.
You know, y'all keep at it.
Of course.
Thanks, girl.
We love you.
Well, you know, she tries. All right, y'all go at it. I gotta go now.
Bye. All right, lady.
Love y'all.
Thanks for calling in.
And hi to everyone who's watching live. And don't forget to like us and follow us on all social media platforms. Dish and Days or @_DishandDays on Twitter. The @ is implied. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
She's a mess.
The @ is implied.
That sounded pre-recorded.
It did sound pre-recorded. That's so funny. She's like, you know her.
That's funny. FYI, I did not, I will confess to this now, Friday in LA, at least, had several breaking newses.
Yeah, breaking news was on.
Because of, President Agent Orange.
Yes.
But I did not go and watch the complete episode. I only watched what was shown, which was probably a collectively 20 minutes.
Yes. I second that. I didn't go back either.
So I apologize in advance if you guys say something in the chat room and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. That's why.
Which, you know, I always go on NBC.com to watch if we have.
And I actually meant to. Yep. And I just, I got really busy. You know.
I didn't because I couldn't. I couldn't.
Right.
It was.
Well, and I felt like, here's what I would have done. I would have done it had it came back on and I saw something. I was like, ooh, what just happened?
Right.
But clearly, that didn't make.
So I'm going to say something real quick, just we got this story. Like you mentioned, this Hillary chick. Like I said, I was on here, I came on last week just like for a minute and said hello. Jennifer Land, I'm very excited what she does. She's a great actress. She's a 3-time Emmy winner for As the World Turns. So I'm really curious to see which, if they...
What is her name again?
Jennifer Landon.
Jennifer.
Michael Landon.
I knew Landon, but I couldn't remember her first name.
Yeah, and I'm very excited to see what they do with this character because usually they ruin people they bring on the show. That's really good. So hopefully they'll write her good.
I don't know that they are.
I hope they do because she's a great actress. She's a fantastic actress. I'm really curious.
I'm going to second what you said, too. I kind of had that fear of what they did to Marie Wilson.
Melissa Archer.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them.
Like, so, I'm afraid that they're going to do that to Hillary.
Well, this is the one thing we did not see on our end.
Which was, I guess was the moment that we should have...
Right, actually watched, was that she pulled a gun on Nicole. Which does...
But didn't she pull it on someone for noise outside? She, like, pulled it out in front of Nicole, right?
Oh, I don't know, because I didn't go back and watch. I mean, I'm not mincing words here. I don't know. I just, like, here, we've talked about this before, too. It's the scene, you know, where it was, I think it was last week, where she walks out of the Smith house, I'll put that in quotation marks, takes a phone call, and he says, and she's like, yeah, okay, no, I think I need a break from being a detective. And it's, you know what I mean? It's like, there's so many ways to make it clear that she's a detective.
She could have gone into the house and put her keys next to her badge.
Yes,
something.
Something. And it's just like, like you were saying, I don't like being treated like an idiot.
Nope.
Yes. I hate, and somebody else did it too. I think it was Gabby. They had her saying something that I was just like, stop it. No, it was Sierra after she wrote the letter and said, and like out loud says, oh, he's at the store. I'll go back to the house now. Well, you could just go.
Right.
And we get that you think that he's at the store because you just had a conversation with him where he told you he was going to the store. No one's going to question why you went to the house. Right. Like, it just doesn't, infuriates me.
Soap fans aren't dumb.
Can you tell?
Yes. I was saying soap fans aren't dumb. Just do a story. Do a little exposition. Like, actually, it could be, like you said, it could be a cup, a mug, or something that has something.
Right.
That's all you got to do, and we'll get it.
Police Academy on the mug.
And we'll get it. We'll get it. A purse or anything. We'll get it.
With that being said, also, I feel like I am mildly obsessed about this. The reusing of the sets is really starting to piss me off. The fact that they're making Nicole's home in Canada the same house that Eric was staying in, which was the same house that they used for Chloe when they brought her back. We can tell. Throwing new drapes and different paintings up doesn't make me think this is a new home.
Yeah.
And also, what's this thing with, Brady's in love with Nicole now?
Brady isn't, well, that's the...
Everyone's speculating because they're spending so much time and he's very invested.
Well, I mean, they're friends. I mean, they were in love a long time ago, right? So they're friends. But there's love there on some level, meaning that they've had a love for a long time.
Right.
But I would think, why would he be in love with her? He just lost Teresa and all that. Like,
so we were just saying a minute ago, too, about how, like, Steve would always choose Kayla and Chad should always choose Abby. Who should Brady always choose? Teresa or Nicole? Because or even Chloe?
I think Chloe's I think that's too long time ago.
Although I liked Brady and Chloe.
Me too. I would take him being torn between Nicole and Teresa, but I think as Teresa just left and they had a baby together, it should be always Teresa. Nicole should always be his go-to friend. Like, he'll always be part... Like, there'll always be this part of him that will always be drawn to Nicole.
Right.
I have no problem with that. But I think Teresa should... Because they fought so... Again, they built it up. They fought so hard to be together. I mean, I bought it.
I miss Teresa.
I miss Teresa.
Yeah.
But yes, so I think it's just completely like... He has bad luck with women. We know that. So, and he does kind of fall in love easily. So maybe there's something there, kind of. But with Nicole, they're friends.
Yeah.
Above everything else. They're ex-lovers. They're friends.
I love how protective Brady is.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah. Right. But to me, that's legitimate. Everybody here's saying Teresa, of course. It should be always Brady. Yes.
Mike Bowman said, Brady should always should choose the bottle. He's much more fun as a drunk.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Actually,
sorry, that made me laugh out loud.
But no, I think it should be Teresa.
Yeah,
you should be still mourning over that. Just that whole situation going on, and
I understand why they don't belabor mourning on Days of Our Lives because they have to keep it going.
Keep the story going, right?
I do, but
I feel like it's also a situation kind of like with Chad and Gabby is he just lost his wife and now he's going to this friend. You know what I mean? Like it's believable. It's believable. And then you have all these people going, oh, I see something there. Oh, I see something there. And then you start to go, oh, maybe I do like her more than I thought I did. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't bother me that much. Okay. It really doesn't.
Okay.
All right. Next storyline, which was next on our agenda. Steve, Kayla, and Tripp.
I love a child from somewhere they didn't know about coming into the show. I love that. I love a lost child.
Well, you know what I thought was so funny about this storyline in particular is how we've all been talking about the last couple weeks, how things keep getting dragged out. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, hi, I'm your father. And I was like, we're not wasting time.
We're not peering through a bush at you for 3 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just thought that was really... But I was okay. You know what I mean?
I will peer through a bush for 3 weeks.
So will Lorraine Love.
Well,
Wally Kirk made jokes about that bench that's in the park. It's been in Salem for 100 years.
Oh, really?
He goes, there's that bench. Those two gates is a bench that's been there for 100 years. And I said, it's always things sit around that one bench.
Yeah.
It's been there for 100 years. So you're right. It's like, there was no wait. No, there was no long exposition. There's no crazy. It's just like, I'm your father.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they'll do DNA.
And I like him.
I like him too.
As of right now, I'm invested.
And I care. Me too.
Yeah. I'm interested to see where it's gonna go.
Now here's the tire part. Because we have some I don't know if it's part news or gossip or whatever, but I just hope they show Tripp trying to get used to having a brother.
Oh yeah.
Joey.
Yeah.
I hope there's something there. I mean, they brought back Stephanie for the wedding, which I thought was kind of cool. See, Dave does some things correctly. Like sometimes they do things correctly.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
So I mean, I want to see them like two brothers trying to get to know each other. That'd be kind of fun. I mean, I'm really interested to see how this goes.
Yeah.
I'd even like to see conflict between the two of
them. Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Sure.
And I'm also curious to see where it goes between Tripp and Jade.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a feeling that's going to be the triangle.
Sorry. And you're liking Jade?
I'm okay with Jade. I am. I'm okay with Jade. I mean, obviously, I love Paige. And I'm sad to see her go because I thought she was... but I don't dislike... And I apologize. I keep forgetting to Google her name, her real name. But I don't dislike her. I think she's doing a good job for what she's being given.
What do you think about Miss Jade?
He's going to sip some tea.
And sipping tea. That said it all... see, new set. We had a new set with even it was a diner. I was just happy to see some change of scenery.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I know. We know it's tough. We know they're money making costs. They're trying to save money. They're trying. We get it, but still,
I don't feel bad for them. It's NBC. you know, I'm, no, I mean, come on.
That,
like,
that's a thought that I've had too, because I feel like I
then
should
you shouldn't
feel
have
bad.
A show. Just saying.
No, what the hell just happened?
No, okay, the thing is...
This is what happens when you give me a microphone ask me my opinion.
I'm trying to give them a benefit of the doubt when it comes. They're trying to save this show, and until they get better writing, they got to cut costs in other places, I guess, and so you're going to get reused sets. You're going to get, like, you know, making occasionally a new set here and there. I understand,
but we got money to make a friggin' tombstone for Daniel Jonas.
Your favorite.
Which was essentially written on a cue card. And taped to the fake lawn.
Oh, days. We love you.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be here if we didn't love you.
We love it.
All right. I think that was... I mean, we're going to find out more. Yeah. He saved Tripp from the police. And he was like... He's like, who is this guy? What is he doing? He's like, well, you know... He's like, oh, okay. He's kind of badass. And I think it's interesting, too, that you find out that it wasn't... He didn't punch, like, because they obviously led it up for you to believe that he's this bad kid, he's this troublemaker, da da. When ultimately it wasn't about that. It was about somebody getting cheated and he was standing up for them. He was being very Steve Johnson.
Right.
You know?
And they were talking about this girl, what was her name? They kept Tripp kept referencing the name of the girl who the diner owner was.
I forget her name.
Throwing himself on.
I forget her name.
But I wonder if we'll be introduced to her,
too.
Chick
number two or something.
Well, that covers top storylines. and we should race through tidbits and then take some calls, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's race through them.
What time is that? Oh, wow.
I know. It's flying by.
I like the show.
Number one, Sonny, Deimos, and Victor. Sonny's infuriated that Deimos is up to his old tricks. And
I'm liking Sonny, though. Like, I like tough Sonny.
Okay.
I like him.
Hashtag tough Sonny.
Tough Sonny.
I don't mind that. I don't mind him being tough either. I don't mind him being tough.
I love Victor.
Oh, Victor completes me. I said, just, you know, the camera, he comes on and he's just sitting in that thing, sipping his tea, reading a newspaper, and I just freaking smile.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love you.
Me too. He sat down on that chair and he picked up the paper and I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
Just because he's like, what?
What now? Yeah,
yeah.
I just love him.
It's because they're all so amateur hour compared to him.
It's almost like he's sitting back like, oh, look at these. Oh, they don't know. They don't know.
And they never will.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think, though, that he should. I do agree that I don't think that. I think that he should be not as in with Deimos.
Yeah.
Like, that this whole we're brothers now, let bygones
sing,
be bygones.
Kumbaya.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of over that. I'm like, no, I want bad Victor back.
What did Deimos threaten, and Victor was like, no, you will not? Any idea?
See, now you're assuming I was paying attention.
If you know what I'm talking about in the chat room, please let me know.
Well, half the chat room's like, they're over Sonny. The other half of the chat room like Sonny. So I guess they're doing something
they're
like
over
this. Some people were saying, I hate gangster Sonny. I was like, I don't care for Sonny. So I'm like, I like tough Sonny. He's be smarter. Amber's maybe said. So.
But it's weird because I've started to lose a little bit of interest in some of the Sonny storyline because now he's so involved with Kyriakis.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also lost interest in Paul because of him with Black Patch.
Don't get me.
That's what it's called, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What's bugging me is they again ruined all that stuff. All the games are ruined. Everybody's ruined. I mean, they did not write any good story for nobody. I mean, just to me, it's just like they had all the foundation there several years ago. I was so excited. It was all there. It was all there. They were writing it. They were doing it. They had games. They were working it, and they just completely dropped the ball on all of it.
Do you remember how good the storyline was when Will was coming out of the closet?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was brilliant. That was brilliant.
But even bringing Paul on, being Sonny's, I mean, the whole, all that worked.
Yeah.
Because it was regular soap storyline. They happened to be gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Just happened to be gay. It was regular soap storylines.
Yeah.
They just, GH screwed up also on there with their gays. They screwed up here on these gays. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Just write them like regular soap people. Just have to be men.
Right. Right.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. Now, I don't mind them involved in other people's stuff. I don't mind. I mean, Sonny is a Kyriakis, so he could be involved in stuff. But like, they're messy. I'm not interested. I'm completely bored.
Next up on the tidbits is one that I couldn't care less about, and I think you and I mentioned it at some point recently, Mark.
Yeah.
About
JJ, Lonnie, and Abe.
Abe interfering in
JJ
and Lonnie's.
Not that I'm invested in JJ and Lonnie by any means, but it is ridiculous that he's having such a fit about JJ.
I think because we're not attached to them as a couple yet. I mean, I don't know if we ever will be, but yet. And Abe's interfering makes me, I don't know if it makes me care less.
Well, and they just, and the other thing is, like, it just started. It's not like it's, I don't know.
Yeah, they would still be classified as dating and not in a relationship, I believe.
Right.
Well, Abe is, I mean, you just got a daughter. We're like, it wasn't like we've seen you guys together for years, and we're, like, invested in you two.
Right.
You just got a daughter, you got a grown daughter out of nowhere. So, I mean, like, gives a chance to get to know you guys a little more and get JJ and Lonnie together a little longer. And then we can start feeling like, oh, okay, maybe Abe would say something. But it was too
much. Ray C. wrote, are you listening, Ron? The new head writer.
Ron Cavallari. Which I liked him on GH. I'm sorry. Some people didn't like him. I liked him on GH. He did a good job. He did a great job.
Meredith Cox in the chat room just said, Lonnie is just boring. That's the problem. But I actually am liking Lonnie better now that she's come back than I did before. She left.
Well, Jillian makes a point. They're just regular people. So I don't mind. I don't think it's going to be boring, but I don't mind regular folks on the show. So I'm like, okay. She was never exciting, but she's beautiful. And also, I was like, well, maybe you could do something with that. Like, I mean,
Mike Bowman throwing shade. He said, another day, another Abe child.
I know. I was like, dang, Abe's going to spread his seed everywhere. Jeez. Come on, James Reynolds.
Yeah, I know, right?
James Lott Jr.
God, it's like, Jesus.
And then Joey and Jade. Okay, more scenes, more scenes to tear my remaining hair out.
I had pizza rolls. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. He was showing her how to use her pills, and you can tell that it's obvious that she's going to probably be the one that tells Tripp that Joey killed his mother, and like, because she obviously stated, "I will never tell anybody."
The writing's on the wall,
right? Exactly. And then the fact that she's going to start taking the meds to keep him paying attention to her, because, and that was the other thing that was another moment that she didn't need to say. I get it. He just says, you know, that, you know, you need to be on these. I can't babysit you. I can't, you know, be here for you all the time. He walks out of the room, a little smirk, open the thing, pop a pill. I get it. You don't have to go, "Well, I'm going to take these pills and I'm going to keep him in my life." No, I get it. I get it. I know what's going on. You know what I mean?
I feel like soaps back in the 80s and the 90s.
Ooh,
when
I'm
they
hot today.
When they would, but I agree with it.
Yeah, I agree.
When
agree.
They would say something back in the day to camera when it was just them, you know, pouring themselves a drink and then just, and then delivering that line.
Yeah.
We lived for that.
Yeah.
It is not the same what they're
it's
doing.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
No.
You know who loves to drink, too, by the way? Deimos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's always making a drink. And actually, Chad is always making a drink, too.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. If I dated girls, I'd drink a lot more, too. Just saying.
That's
just
rude.
But that's okay. You think he likes to tell him, likes to tell him.
I mean, that's also why I stopped dating girls, but still. That's rude. There is a female in the room.
Atta girl.
Oh, I love it.
He's sorry, Alexis. He didn't mean it.
Yeah, I love it. I love you since
said thank
that.
You.
Yes.
Joey and Jay, again, another boring storyline.
Yes. Okay, and then
I got stuff to say.
Sierra Claire and Theo.
Okay, here's Shames Not Junior rant number 560. So now Claire has some thought. Like, what's going on? She's like now going, "We should have sex. We should do it." Like, what's going on now with her? And now she's like, I liked, the actress is really good. And I liked how she came on. I wanted her to be one of the good girls, kind of like, you know, the long line of like Marlena and Carrie and all that. This kind of like, you know, not, I didn't, I'm like, what's this turn all of a sudden? Now you're going behind Sierra, and I guess, I mean.
Well, I mean, the only thing about it that I did like was that, you know, they bring up Green Mountain Lodge, which is where all of Salem has lost their virginity.
Yes, they have, yes.
It's just, I think, again, it's a more beating a dead horse. Like, we get it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sierra's talked to every possible relative female in Salem. She saw Maggie this week and chatted with her and all that stuff.
I was like, they're making her a brat now. So I'm like, okay, what's that about?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, we already have brats like Teresa and Sammy and all that. Like, why do you make her a brat?
Yeah,
I actually like the Sierra was kind of bratty and not her.
Yeah,
Claire was a good
Sierra,
girl.
Well, Sierra, I think was supposed to kind of be like a female beau.
Yeah, like, I see that. I have no problem. You
know? That's right. I think little Sierra was a brat. The little girl
I loved her.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was on Grey's Anatomy 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
by
I
the
saw
way.
That too.
Yeah, great Lauren Bowles. What a great little actress. Yep. Yeah. I loved her.
I want to say this because this was really funny. This was almost going to be my quote of the week. We were talking about the Deimos and Sonny interaction. And Sonny said, where I wrote it down, hold on. Sonny said to Deimos, oh my gosh, where did it go? Oh, here it is. So he said, "You seem extra pleased with yourself tonight."
Extra pleased.
To Deimos when he walked into the room. I just started laughing. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Well, nobody in here likes Claire. They're all like, at this point, the way they're writing her, I don't like her either. Nobody liking her.
I think they like her because she's unlikable.
I was trying to say they don't like her.
Oh.
In the chat room, they don't like her.
Mm. She's girl doing the selfies and the social media, and she's just.
They should have brought her on that way. I feel like they should have brought her on kind of like that. I feel like they just said, okay, now we're going to change her this way. And for me, it was too much of a shift of change. I like she's talking to Marlena, her grandmother. I kind of like that.
Which is something that I wanted to mention. Yeah. So last week, Marlena told Claire to focus on Theo's needs. Mm-hmm. And that's the last thing that I believe Claire is doing right now.
Yeah.
Right. Theo has stated time and time again that he's nervous or, you know, he didn't initially want to have sex with her when she brought it up.
Right.
And then when the moment fell out, when Sierra walked in on them, he was like, maybe now is not the time. And she's like, what do you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Mark, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
I'm just like, I'm not liking it at all.
But okay, and that's that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're a table full of hate today.
Yes, yep. We are.
Eric and Jen.
I like them together. Sorry, some folks said they hate them together. I like them together. I think it's potential.
I get the pairing because it does make sense that somebody that is going through the same thing that he went through at the same time. Yep. You know, she's trying to help him. So I understand that. I don't know that long term I'm going to like it. But I'm okay with it right now. I'm gonna ride the wave and see what happens.
Okay.
You ride that wave, Mark J. Freeman.
I'm gonna ride it. And next,
the sweet little reunion with Brady and Eric.
That was nice. The brothers.
Oh, yeah.
They did it well.
They did.
Yep.
They did a good job.
They couldn't have done that any better.
I agree. Completely agree with that.
Yep.
So Days can do it sometimes. Yeah, they can do it. It's uneven. Yep. We can do it. That was a great one.
We can skip number seven.
Check out my Twitter page at Matthew E. Payne, where I posted a nice little photo of Eric Martsoff and Greg Vaughn in their embrace at the end of their scene. It was lovely. And also on Instagram.
Okay, helping Rafe.
I thought we were skipping that.
Yeah, next. And then we got Adrian, Jesse, and Kate, and Lucas. We're not going to talk about him.
Well, Adrian, I think we should get a shout out to Judy Evans for that performance on Friday.
Again!
And Lauren Koslow.
No, I'm saying, again, they did it right.
Yeah.
They wrote great scene. The writing matched the acting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It made sense.
Yeah.
You were in the room with them.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I agree.
Totally agree. Did anything happen with Hope and Rafe other than them just talking to each other in a
PlayStation? Hope and Rafe saw Deimos in Brady Pub and I'm sorry, not Deimos. It saw Deimos and Rafe pretty much threw Deimos against the wall and then Hope said, "Get out of here. You're not welcome at Brady Pub."
Super. Moving on.
Yeah. Mm. The thing I liked about...
reaching for straws.
The thing I liked about Adrian and Kate's moment, I don't know if they even intentionally do this, but like I felt like Kate was so understated in that scene. Like she wasn't all glitzed out. Yeah. They dressed her down for it, and I thought it was just so appropriate.
As dressed down as Kate
Roberts can be.
I think
and it, still looked like a million
now
bucks.
I have to laugh because I'm thinking, okay, Kate and Adrian are around the same age. Lucas is Kate's son. It's a funny kind of... It's almost like mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. Right. But like it adds a whole different layer to me with that, and I like it. I mean, it's just like I like storyline. I think they're building this Adrian and Kate friendship they've been building through her whole medical crisis. I like it.
They're doing that well.
They're doing that well. Yep. Making me care. I care.
Yep, me too. They made Kate have compassion for her.
Yes. Yes.
In one instant,
it worked.
Yep. And I think that moment's real.
Right, you have to drag us in on it. You have to like do anything fake. You don't have to do anything crazy. It's just like regular writing that they told a regular story.
Yep. Kate walked in and held her hand, and you just knew.
You knew.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Let's do segments, and then we'll take calls.
All right, that was our week.
Yes. That was it.
That was you guys.
With the last sands in the hourglass falling through.
Did Tony
right
send in a You Go Girl award?
No, You Go Girl, no.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Well, we will start with James Lott Jr.'s segment.
Look who's related.
All right, kidlets.
It's been a while since we've had a
look.
Will you hit that button one more time, Lex? That's my favorite soundbite of all time.
Look who's related.
That's good. Okay, that's for Bold and Beautiful. That's me at 18 years old, 30 years ago. Okay, so what we're going to do is, okay, so I'll get started, and I'll tell you when to show the pictures. Okay, so look relay, this is Julie's family tree partial, because I did one before a long time ago. You guys were asking me just kind of this whole Eli thing. Back in the 70s, Doug and Julie were the first super couple, and they were huge. They were on the cover of Time magazine, which didn't happen in the 70s at all. Soaps were considered the redheaded stepchildren. They did not like them. They were not. This was huge. They were also in Close Encounters of the Third Kind in the movie. You turn on, they have the TV scene, and they're on, Doug and Julie are on TV. So, I mean, they were huge. But Julie had other storylines besides them. So, actually, I did a recreation of that picture. I thought I posted for you guys. A friend of mine put my face as Julie, and it was kind of funny.
Oh, how funny.
So, we had to do that. So, that's kind of funny. But she has a family tree. Okay, so she was married to David. She had a baby with David Martin. She had a whole big storyline with David Martin and Susan Martin. That was a huge storyline. So, the next picture, Alexis, you can put up. They had Greg Marks was one of the guys who played Dave Martin. They were the first interracial couple. This is Richard Guthrie and Tina Andrews, 1977. I found this picture on Jet Magazine.
Oh, how funny.
It was the first interracial couple of all daytime. And it was very controversial, and it didn't last because people in middle America
do, I guess, right?
Could not handle that. So they killed the storyline and put him with a white girl and she with a black man. So that was kind of bad. But his original name is David Banning. He was born David Martin Jr. So he had a son named Scotty who was on the show in the 90s, early 90s. And you saw the next picture. And that is, next picture will be Rick Hurst, who later went on to play Alan Michael on Guiding Light. And, of course, he's on General Hospital as Rick Lansing. But he started on there. He's Scott Banning. He was involved with Faith and all these other people's storylines there. And he was on for a while. So he's actually Eli's half-brother.
Right. Just a casual headshot and his wife beat her.
Yes, and his wife beat her. Yeah. He's a great actor. And I'm like,
I forgot about him until you sent me the image. And I was like, oh, my God, that's right. Yes. He was on Days.
He did that. Then they wanted to go Guiding Light and other stuff. Yeah. But they're saying that he should have been brought back on some level.
Yeah.
Just as Usher and Eli.
I thought so, too. I totally thought so, too.
He was on General Hospital last year, but he's still acting. He's a great actor, so he can do it. But he's actually Eli Grant's half-brother. So I wanted to tell you. So Julie has a family tree. That's one of her other grandsons. And I like the new guy. I like Eli. She has a black Horton. I love it. Yeah. I'm all in. And I'm curious, and I like the chemistry together, Julie and Lamar. I like the chemistry together. Be Susan, Seaworth, and Jamal, Lamar and stuff, and I love it. So that's Look Who's You Later for Matt.
Loved it.
Perfect.
Thank you.
God, you know a lot.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. It's kind of crazy.
I think I was saying last week, I don't know if it was on air or off. It's sometimes hard to keep track. But like I always thought of myself as someone who knew a lot of history on the show, and comparatively speaking, not at all.
No. I have a weird knowledge of all the soaps.
I just don't retain it, but it's funny because like they'll say something on the show and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's right, that happened. You know what I mean? Like I remember it, but if you asked me, I would just be like, huh?
He played Whip on Bold and Beautiful too. Sorry, he did. Okay. He married Brooke.
Whip
Jones. He did. He married Bull. Whip. He was on there. I forgot he was on there. Eli is fine. I agree with you on that one.
So, and this is our son, Whip.
Whip. I said Whip. Whip. Yes.
And next up.
Next up is...
Disaster.
Moment of the week!
I'm going to let the picture speak for itself for this one.
Wednesday. This all day.
The entire episode. I felt like I had a meltdown on Wednesday. I felt like I'd given up hope. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to give up hope.
The whole
episode, really, when they had the third kidnapping in 3 months.
In a month.
It angered me.
I know,
I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt, though. But the third kidnapping, with all the same characters, and then the voice distortion machine that Deimos was using. Yeah. Own it. You're Deimos Kyriakis. Why are you trying to hide who you are?
Exactly. I agree with that 100%.
Take your credit, 100%. Deimos.
I agree.
Go on with your bad self.
Yeah. I agree.
And that's that.
Mm-hmm. That was...
And... That was...
Disaster.
Moment of the week!
I gotta find
And then I think our friend Lorraine might have a little something up her sleeve.
I do.
What? Quote of the week.
My quote of the week this week will be going to Gabby.
Oh.
Of all people.
Yeah.
Was when the henchman throws her in the room. And he says that maybe you would have learned your lesson the last time he kidnapped her.
Yes, she did.
And then she said, And what's that? Spray myself with creepy minion repellent?
I know. What she said before, I was like, oh my gosh, what she's saying? I've been kidnapped too many times.
I was like, okay, that's funny stuff.
Yes.
So that was, that was my quote of the week.
Quote of the week.
That. And I'll let James read the fan of the week, which is an iTunes...
Yes.
A new iTunes comment.
Yes, it came. The title of it is "Love, Love, Love." Three snaps up with a twist by Rebecca AMF. She is our fan of the week. She said, "Girl." Now, if you know this that subject line, you now know how old I am, and that's how long I've been watching DOOL. But I'm new to your podcast. Love it. And all of you can never watch live because of work. So many TV for so many iTunes.
Aww.
Love it.
So, very sweet.
Rebecca AMF.
Rebecca AMF.
Fan of the week.
So, yeah, it's our fan of the week.
I always say that when I feel like when Tony's at home and he sees his three snaps of the board, like I can picture him just like snapping. I feel like when the quote of the week comes, I can hear you like hooting and hollering, giggling. For like when you know you've found your quote of the week. You pause it, you rewind again.
I do. I usually rewind it. Like, that's how I usually end up picking it, because I'm like, oh, yeah, that was funny. I need to hear that again.
Yeah.
And sometimes I might hear two or three, but it always tends to be the first one that I kind of like, oh, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's always a great moment. And then there was that scare I had 2 weeks ago where I didn't think I was going to get one.
Right.
And then in the last 5 minutes of Friday, Victor walked in, and I was like, thank you, baby Jesus. All those years of going to church and praying really paid off.
Did it?
Jeez. Yeah, did. All right, we have a little bit of news and gossip.
Okay, viewers, make sure to call in. We'll take just a few calls shortly. June 3rd in Toronto, start of Summer Bash with Billy Flynn, Eric Martsoff, Robert Scott Wilson, and Vincent Irizarry will be in Toronto. Follow Sabrina Fusilli, which is at Michelle Uzza 3. That's MICHELUZZA3 for more information, or you can go to eventbrite.ca.
Yeah.
.ca, not .com.
Right. Yeah, because it's in Canada.
It's in Canada.
And then I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
So Molly Burnett tweeted the other day that she is going to be stirring up trouble.
On USA. It's a remake of a telenovela called Elena de Soror that I used to watch with Kate Del Castillo. So now it's an American version. So they're going in its second season.
Oh, okay. And wasn't Greg Vaughn on that?
Yeah. No, he was on Queen Sugar.
Queen Sugar.
That's Oprah. That's Oprah.
Okay.
When I saw that, the tweet, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, that was Oprah.
But it sounds good.
No, Molly, it's Queen Sugar.
Yeah. So look on Molly, if you guys don't follow her, which I'm sure you all do. Surprised I do. I love Molly. Molly's fantastic. There's probably...
Just not her alter ego.
She's
good on General Hospital.
Betty Jean in the chat said, don't forget Charlotte on April 22nd with Tony.
Oh, yes. He's doing his...
In Charlotte, North Carolina. Dual Coast events. 22nd, April 22nd.
And then
thank you, Betty Jean.
Ari Zucker,
yes,
also Instagram, which she doesn't really do a lot.
No, she doesn't.
I rarely see her post anything, so I think that's kind of what caught my eye. She posted an Instagram video on set of a new movie, what was the name of it, Matthew?
Building Suspense.
So if you want to see more about that, follow her on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was announced this week by James Lastovic's mom via Twitter that Days of Our Lives did not renew his contract. Since the studio does not comment on such matters, there is no confirmation, but it appears that James' time at Days is running out. James has played the role of Joey Johnson since August 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just got to say, congratulations to all the Emmy nominees.
Yes.
Yes.
The Emmys are for all the shows, but for Days of Our Lives. You know who got nominated? Everybody's waiting for you.
Billy Flynn.
Best actor.
He actually, it was funny because he texted me. I was at work, and I've just been really busy because we've been opening our new show. So I'm really, really swamped at work, and sometimes I don't have time to look at my phone at all. And then I saw it light up out of the corner of my eye, and he was just like, what, no love? Or something like that. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm always here.
I always love you.
The show you love. What are you talking about? I was like, Tony must be with you. And he said, you didn't see? And I was like, I have not been on anything. I didn't know that it had happened. I mean, I figured he would, but I didn't officially know that it happened. So then I was like,
because I said I can congratulate him on Twitter, and he said thank you, whatever, to me on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it was like, what about Mark J. Freeman? He hasn't said anything.
I know. When I finally did get on my Twitter too, I did see that. Everyone was like, wait, what's Mark?
Lorraine Lovegren, oh my god.
Yeah. So yeah, congratulations
to Billy Flynn.
William Michael Flynn.
To Vincent Irizarry, who's also up for Best Actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kate Manzi for Best Supporting Actress.
Joey for Younger Actor.
James Lastovic. James Reynolds.
Oh, what did I say?
James Reynolds, Supporting Actor. James Lastovic.
And?
Younger Actor.
John Aniston.
Yes, he got first nomination. We were like, it's his first nomination? Yes, his first nomination.
You know what? I would be so happy if he won.
Me too.
Oh, I would be so happy if he won,
too. Yeah. I agree with
If Victor, oh my God, could you... You want to stay away from AfterBuzz?
Oh, I do.
If John Aniston and Billy Flynn win Emmys.
Oh, well, you would die.
Bitches. Girl.
We need to have John in.
Girl.
Lord of mercy. It's a scary day.
It's scary. But he's his first nomination. So that's very cool for him.
I think out of all the nominees, the only one that we haven't had in studio is John Aniston.
I think so. Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow, how funny.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad, you guys.
And if you'd like to watch any of those, just go on YouTube and Google it.
And if you'd like to join us in the studio, John, you are more than welcome anytime.
Yes, John, we would love
I think we have a few minutes for some callers. Let's take this one.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Let's see who's here.
Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Carolyn Topol.
Carolyn!
Oh, it's like old time. Oh, my God.
How are you?
Good. How are you all doing?
Good. We miss you in studio. Come see us again soon.
Oh, gosh. I wish I can. I will be back in L.A., but not real soon. But soon.
Okay. Let us know.
Well, you're so sweet. Thank you.
What did you think of this week?
A lot of different things. I have to say my favorite scene the whole week was Judy and Lauren in the hospital room, just the two of them.
Yeah.
I never expected to have an emotional reaction to one of to that scene, and when they did it, boy, did they bring it.
Because
I'm like, there's tears running down my face, and I'm saying, wait a minute, that wasn't supposed to happen today. There was nothing that said it was going to be a crying scene.
Right.
Judy's going to have her Emmy reel ready for 2018.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and somebody who I sort of tweet with a little bit said something, and it made sense. Every woman could empathize.
Oh, absolutely. I thought the exact same thing.
It was really perfect. It was perfectly done.
Yeah, that is another good...
I agree.
I really wonder why the Freddie Smith... My other side is why they use the name Freddie Smith.
I know, right?
I have to say, one of the reasons is... the first time I heard it, I was like, what? And the second time, I laughed.
Right.
Which would have been funny if it was only going to be used for one day.
Right.
I think it would have been cute and funny. The problem is now every time it's mentioned, it brings me out of the scene.
Oh, right. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the problem. I want to believe they're on the run. They have an alias. But to use the name of one of their stars.
Yeah. I mean, if he had said, hi, I'm Galen Gehring.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird because all I'm thinking is, you know, Freddie Smith is one of your Emmy-winning stars on your show. Why are you using his name as an alias for another character, especially another character who's related to him?
Yeah.
On the show, on top of it. It's just really, it's like I said, whenever they mention that name, it pulls me right out of the fact that I'm supposed to be suspending my reality for an hour.
Well, I think the idea was that they have the last name Smith. And I'm guessing it probably was like John Smith or something like that. And then they were like, why don't we use Freddie? How fun would that be?
Yeah.
So maybe
that should have had someone checking their work.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. See, I mean, I wonder if there was someone on the writing team who didn't know one of the names of the actors.
I mean, I would really hope that that's not
Well,
the case.
I mean, no. it's foolish, though. Carolyn, I have a question for you.
Oh,
if
okay.
you had to kill one of the storylines right now, which one would it be?
Ooh, damn.
Yeah, no dang.
Oh, okay.
And Carolyn, let me say this before you answer. Billy Flynn's name better not be in this statement.
Again, damn.
It's not. If I had to end a storyline at this moment, I personally find myself a little done with the Jade storyline.
Okay.
It does nothing for me.
Okay.
It really doesn't, especially bringing in the Tripp storyline. That's exciting for that family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jade is nothing we haven't seen before.
Right. Right. Okay.
I'm good with that.
And if there was somebody you could bring back to make the show better, who would it be? And I would like to suggest Jack, but you can choose who you'd like.
Well, he's on the list. Believe me. If you get to the top 10 list, he's on there. I think if they brought back, even just as recurring, EJ and Sammy.
Yeah.
First of all, I think it would do great things for their ratings.
Yeah.
For starters.
Yeah.
But
I don't think that either of them has a desire to come back, to be honest with you.
I just can't picture Allison Sweeney not... I can't picture
she's
her coming
doing
back.
Too much...
On Hallmark and stuff.
On Hallmark and having more time with her family. Yeah. I just can't imagine why she would give all that up.
Well, I would love to just see them to know that, like, they have their ending.
Yeah.
You know, like, that little blip they did for that lovely young woman overseas?
Oh, yeah, on John Oliver show, yeah. They had them together.
They had to do was do something like that for real. A couple times, let us see. Let us see Allie.
Yeah.
Well, Allie should come back for Lucas anyway. She's been living there for Lucas, so that's not a story. She's a whore.
So, you know, I just see something like that. Now, in terms of long term, hey, bringing Jack back would be a fabulous thing.
Right?
Matthew
Ashford and Billy Flynn in scenes together?
Oh, my God.
Done. Yeah. Done.
Done.
Oh. Poke me with a fork. I'm done.
I'm so glad you called, Carolyn. It was nice hearing
from
you.
Thank
you. Yay, Carolyn.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye, you too. And unfortunately, we have run out of time to take any more callers today, but it was nice to hear from our Dishon Days friend, Carolyn Topol.
From the very beginning. She's been with us from the very beginning.
Yes. From the top. From the top.
Yeah.
Well, her and Cheryl Hawk and Susie Morales Smitten and Daquan, even.
Yeah,
as much as I hate him. And our Melvin fan. She's been around since the beginning.
Yeah, she's been around from the beginning.
Annie Goen has been around from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Those are probably the.
We're missing a few. We're sorry, but those have been around for a long time.
I mean, those are the ones that are popping
Matthew Evan Payne's been there since the dawn of time.
I don't ever remember seeing him in the chat room. Rude.
I mean.
You can find me at James.June and also through your platforms.
Well, you know, maybe next week onward. Better storyline.
Yes.
Some changes.
Yes. We're going to send positive energy.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Days of Our Lives, we love you. Days of Our Lives fans and Dishon Days fans, we love you. Miss Love, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram. Well, you can find me at 6 o'clock in a half hour in another studio doing the RuPaul's Drag Race recap, season 9. But you can find me on social media at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE.
Ms. Love Jr.
Stay tuned for GH Report, me and Lucretia. USS Wrap Up at 7 o'clock with Abby Scott. And if you're a Lauren Coslow fan, you want to tune to Bold Breakdown because we're celebrating 30th anniversary of Bold and Beautiful. And I show some clips of when she was on the show.
Oh, how fun.
Yes, and I'll be joining you.
And you'll be joining me. You'll join me tonight. So it's going to be a good show. James L. Jr. also on your platforms.
Yes, and I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me every Monday night doing the Vanderpump Rules After Show. And I will be joining James on the Bold Breakdown tonight. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.